He emptied himself. Jesus, fully divine, seated at the right hand of the Father in all glory, became man for us. We celebrate that every Christmas. How the Word took on flesh, emptying himself of all heavenly glory. And now today, as we celebrate Palm Sunday, his entry into Jerusalem, he goes to empty himself even more. You see, it wasn't enough for him to be born among us. He wanted to share everything, to the point of dying on the cross, to where he would share his last ounce of strength, his last drop of blood, his last breath, to being totally empty, so as to give us everything. That's the essence of this sacred time we begin. Jesus is going to empty himself more and more for you, for me. Our part then is to receive what he wants to give. And yes, this is a difficult time. But Jesus comes to us in the midst of this difficult time. He continues to pour himself out upon you and me. He empties himself so that we may share in his divine life. May we then seek to the best of our ability to accompany him on this journey, to walk with him, and to be at the foot of the cross like Mary. And that cross now, though, may be in your own home. The idea of this isolation. Know that Jesus had felt that same isolation upon the cross as he was emptying himself. It is up to us to be then in our homes, designating maybe a crucifix to focus upon, and to allow Jesus to empty himself into your heart. And we just receiving him to be joined to him. And so, my brothers and sisters, we seek then to be able to be joined to him. May we empty ourselves to receive Jesus fully in this sacred time. Praise be Jesus Christ through his mother Mary, now and forever. Amen.